This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So the president scored a win in federal court yesterday as the courts threw out this stupid emoluments lawsuit against him, which was dumb to begin with. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, very unhappy that Nancy Pelosi is going after women of color. Yes. When Liberals Attack, my favorite new show. 855-839-1210, the Cioli Show. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli, and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. I know that you probably have, or perhaps you're listening and you disagree with me politically on things. I just want to ask you a question if you do. And feel free to call. 855-839-1210. Feel free to call. Do you not think your party is just completely bat guana crazy? Come on, be honest with me. Be honest with me. Just tell me the truth. Deep down inside, you know it's nuts. You got to say it's nuts. And this is not, I'm not trying to, there's a lot of things with the Republican Party I disagree with, and I'm much more on the libertarian spectrum of things. I think that too often the Republican Party stands for big government, and too often stands for more spending, and too often stands for just eroding personal freedoms, individual liberty protected in the Bill of Rights. But I'm pro-life. I look at the Democrats on that issue, completely crazy on so far left on the abortion issue, so far to the left on everything right now. And now they're eating each other. They're destroying each other inside. And the argument they're using is that they're racist going after it's. I'm telling you right now, it's kooky nuts. You got to agree with me on that point. There's no way you can be a rational thinking person. And if you vote for a Democrat, there's no way you can say, yeah, this party's in good shape right now. It's a mess. You know, the guy from BET Entertainment, the founder of that, who said yesterday that the party's gone and the candidates are so far left, he doesn't see anyone beating Trump. It's the same thing that Matt Gillespie at Reason said. Same thing, exactly that Nick Gillespie, excuse me, that there's no Democrat that can beat Trump because they are all going so far left crazy. And you see what happens when you go down that road, you wind up with urban street camping for homeless people and you wind up with being allowed to poop on the city streets. I mean, people see it in its nuttiness. But on the federal level, they look at it and they go, this is all I know is this is going to cost me a ton of money. And every time these people open their mouths, I cling to my wallet. I cling to it right now. What's happening is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the new it girl of the party, I'd argue she's the single strongest Democrat out there. I really would. I think she is without question. I think that she, a lot of people say about her, she's an airhead, she's a ditz and all this other stuff. First of all, let me set a couple things right here. Number one, she is dangerous. I'm talking Eva Perón dangerous. She's dangerous. She believes in the kind of radical leftism that I don't think mainstream Democrats even agree with. I can't imagine Ed Rendell endorsing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's policies, for example. To use Ed Rendell as say Ed's the standard of what a mainstream moderate Democrat used to be. Let's use him as an example. I don't want to nitpick policies, but let's just use him as an example. We can all agree he's not as far to the left as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in any alternative universe or any earth, right? I can't imagine him sitting down with her and walking out of the room and thinking anything but that woman's got a giant screw loose, but she's really good on television. Some find her very attractive, others not so much, but she looks good on TV. She speaks pretty, I mean, she does the like and the like and the this and the that, but the media loves her, and she's, the young kids love her. They're making comic books out of her. Oh, yeah. And so Nancy Pelosi has figured out, the vampiric one, the Speaker of the House has figured out, you know what, I can't let this kook wing take over the House Because even though I agree with a lot of their policies, if they do that, we're not going to win the presidency. So again, she turns out and says, you go out, you complain, you talk about me in tweets, you don't come and talk to me, you go out there and you yell about me in public. What's the response from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of the others in her wing of the party? They come out and say that Pelosi is disrespecting them because they are women of color. Oh, yeah. That's right. They're women of color. The squad. There's a couple of them. And they're all nuts. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who has said some amazingly anti-Semitic things. Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Another one. Ayanna Pressley, Massachusetts. Four of them. The squad, they call themselves. The squad. It's like a superhero. It's like a bad superhero movie. Suicide Squad, if these people run the country, for sure, without a doubt. But the four of them have come out and said that they believe that the reason why Nancy Pelosi is giving them more assignments, for example, and making them work harder is because she's trying to isolate them. Why? Because they are women of color. They're women of color, and that's why. That's why she's doing it. So they're accusing now Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, of being a racist, which is amazing. You can't even sit down and look them in the eye if you're a Democrat and have a reasonable conversation with them. But that's where the party's headed right now. That's where this is going. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told the Washington Post, quote, "When these comments first started, I kind of thought she was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color." They are women of color, but they're also complete and utter crazy women of color. And for Pelosi, look, she's been there a very long time. I mean, obviously, very, very, very long time. I don't mean just on this earth, which is for thousands of years, which is why she's the vampiric one. But I mean in the House of Representatives, she's been there. And in the House of Representatives, when you're there for a long period of time and you gain seniority and you become the speaker, you understand how you have to move the chess pieces around to get the number of votes you need to be able to get a bill through and that sort of thing. When that occurs, Pelosi, like any other person who's Speaker of the House, has to balance different factions within her caucus. And usually they keep all that infighting inside, right? They keep it all inside the room because they don't want it to spill out over. Now, occasionally it does. When you got a Republican Speaker of the House, like a John Boehner, you had conservatives who were coming out and saying, this guy is just nothing more than a spending pirate, you know? But in this case, it's different, right? Because they're coming out and they're accusing the Democrat Party of being racist. And it ties in what they're also saying about Joe Biden, right? That Joe Biden's a racist, too. Thank God my mother gave me broad shoulders and a strong back. I can handle it. I'm not worried about me, said freshman Congresswoman Pressley, who called Pelosi's comments about her demoralizing. I am worried that the signal it sends to people I speak to and for who sent me here with a mandate and how it affects them. What are the comments that Pelosi said about them that she's referring to? What are these horrible comments that affect people of color and marginalized communities? Pelosi said that the squad needs to come and talk to her about it. But do not tweet out about our members and expect us to think that is just okay. Those are the harsh words that she said right there. You know, if I was sitting back right now and I were the president and I was looking at this, I would say to myself, man, this is just the greatest time to be running for re-election, the greatest time. The Democrat Party is tearing itself apart in a civil war I have not seen in a very long time. I don't think you'd have to go back, honestly, probably to the 1960s to see it this bad. To see it this bad. You'd have to go back to the late 60s to see the kind of Democrat infighting that we're seeing now. When you had kooks like Abby Hoffman out there and the battle over Goldwater the battle over McGovern and Humphrey and which direction the party was going. You'd have to go back that far, I think, to see this party completely tearing itself apart in this manner. So if I'm Trump, I'm sitting back going, I could not be happier right now. Economy's doing great. We're not at war. And they keep coming after me with all these dumb investigations. I keep winning round after round of them, like yesterday with the Emoluments Clause, which was kicked out of court. And by the way, meanwhile, the Democrats are going further to the left. And the one guy they had who might have been able to score some points in the Rust Belt states, Joe Biden, if he survives his primary, and I don't think he will, but if Joe Biden survives his primary, he's going to be so bloodied that I bet you, and I've said this before, and I'm not usually wrong on these things, so you can mark this down. I bet you a lot of Democrats stay home and don't go out and vote for him. I bet you a lot of the brunch-going AOC crowd, and certainly the ones camping on the streets of Austin, but the Bernie bros, they're not going to come out for Biden after this. If he pulls this off, if he miraculously pulls this off, and I do say it would be a miracle, because I do not think Joe Biden can stay in this. I don't think he's got the momentum. I don't think he's got the stamina. I don't think he's got the... Certainly doesn't have the brains to be able to handle this, but you look at the way they're going after him. If he manages to survive this, I think these people stay home. And by these people, I mean the extreme left of the Democrat Party. I do. I absolutely do. Is if they're so willing to go after their own Speaker of the House, who's a woman, in public and trash her like this and even accuse her of racism, does that sound like the kind of thinking that would say, let's get a Biden in the White House just to have our party in charge? No. They want to burn the Democrat Party to the ground and then completely rebuild it in their image. And their image, of course, is socialism. And if I were to ask Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I'm sure would never come on the show, but if I were to ask her thoughts on, say, Ed Rendell, she would tell me that he is an old dinosaur from a different era, and it's time for new blood, and it's time for a new way of thinking. There's no way that she would look to a guy like that and say, I'd love to get his advice, or I'd love to find out what it's like to be a Democrat and win a state like Pennsylvania. I'd love to find that out. They would rather lose, I'm telling you right now, they'd rather lose this battle than, in their minds, lose the war and have another moderate, quote-unquote, Democrat in the White House. Now, from where I sit, and again, obviously I've got some very strong conservative libertarian positions on things, I don't think Joe Biden's a moderate, but compared to them, he absolutely has to be, because what else would you describe it? That's how far left they are. And they're all fighting in public, out in display, on the streets. Like the campers. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. It really is. But I know deep down inside, if you're a Democrat listening to me, when you go to the mainline party tonight and you have your Chablis, you know deep down inside I'm right. You know I'm right. Come on, admit it. I'm right.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.